Blood is thicker than water. Although we use this phrase today as if that's relating to family ties or are thicker than anything else, well, that's not really where that phrase comes from at all. It meant that covenant brothers, covenant partners, their friendship, their commitment was thicker than the family ties, actually. It actually came from men who were in battle. It means that the bloodshed in battle bonds soldiers more strongly than simply family genetics. You go in with somebody who's a covenant partner, a covenant individual, a person who is linked together with Christ and leaning on the covenant that we have with the Father. And it's so important to know who you're in covenant partner with. And I believe that's important for us to know who we're going into battle with. If you're a born-again believer this morning, and you should realize that you're in a battle. There's a devil out there who is trying to get you to go a different way. He's trying to manipulate you with everything that he has available to him. He's trying to manipulate you into going his direction and not God's way. So you're in a battle, whether you realize it or not. If you don't realize it, you're losing the battle. Now, I want to read some scripture this morning, and I want us to read what God says about blood covenant. This is what God said about blood and about blood covenant. Leviticus 17:10 says, "If any Israelite or foreigner living among them eats blood, I will disown that person and cut him off from his people." This is the part I want you to get. "For the life of an animal is in the blood. I have provided the blood for you to make an atonement for your lives on the altar. It is the blood, the life that makes atonement." Of course, atonement speaks of payment for your sin. Verse 12, "That's why I tell the people of Israel, don't eat the blood. The same goes for the foreigner who lives among you. Don't eat the blood. Any and every Israelite, this also goes for the foreigners who hunts down an animal or bird that is edible, must bleed it and cover the blood with dirt. Because the life of every animal is its blood. The blood is its life. That's why I tell the Israelites, don't eat the blood of any animal, because the life of every animal is in the blood. Anyone who eats the blood must be cut off." Now there appears to be something about the blood that carries the life of that particular creature in it. And it's the same thing with man. There's something about the blood that gives us life. There's something that the blood carries that gives us life. And the blood is to make atonement for our sins. God was trying to set an example for you and I to know that to get to him, there has to be blood spilt. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. We can't come in to the presence of God without having our sins remitted or forgiven or paid for or atoned for. And so Jesus went into the heavenly tabernacle. He went into the Holy of Holies where the very presence of God was and sprinkled the mercy seat with his own precious blood. Glory to God, he did that for you and me. We have to realize that if we're going to be able to stand against the things that the enemy tries to throw at us to get us off track. You see, we're connected to a big family, a huge family, a huge family. I have a large family in the natural realm, but it's nothing compared to the heavenly family that I have. And I praise God for each and every one, each member of that family. 1 Peter 1:2 says, God the Father knew you long ago and chose you to live holy lives with the Spirit's help, so that you are obedient to Jesus Christ and are sprinkled with his blood. May goodwill and peace fill your lives. He said, God knew you long ago, and he chose you to live holy lives with the Spirit's help. Remember Jesus said about the Holy Spirit, he was going to come and be our helper? He was going to come and help us to live holy lives. Not something that we can do our own. But he says that we can live holy lives with the Spirit's help so that you are obedient to Jesus Christ. 1 John 3:16. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Why would we lay down our lives for the brethren? There is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. When you think of it, if you would lay down your life for a family member, for your wife, for your child, that's awesome. But the scripture thinks of a covenant relationship that's even deeper than that. The Bible teaches that Jesus is our elder brother. So we're connected by that blood that was shed for you and I.